Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Christine Tucker.
Christine Tucker. Did you say Christine?
Yes,
Okay.
KristinTine.
Got it. And last name is Tucker. Okay. Well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'm an intake specialist for the Depo Provera lawsuit, and this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim started today?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm with me that you've never signed documents with another law firm against Depo Provera?
That's correct.
Got it. Now, was it you who was taking Depo?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. How long ago was this diagnosis?
The diagnosis happened back in 2019.
In 2019. Okay, got it. Do you happen to know the month?
Hold on. Let me get my calendar out.
No problem.
March.
In March 2019. Got it. Okay. 2019. And do you know the day by any chance?
16th.
Around the 16th. Okay, got it. So March 16th, 2019 was your diagnosis date. And what is your date of birth?
August 30th, 1987.
1987?
Yes.
Okay, got that down. Now, do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera in the same way as you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
She's my aunt.
Got it. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. Got it. Now, questions onto Depo Provera itself. I do want to make sure, were you using the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes, I used it for 5 years.
For 5 years. Okay. Was that 5 years straight? Did you take any breaks in between?
No, I did not. I used it from 2008 to 2013.
2008 to 2013. Okay. Got it. Okay. And can you confirm with me, within one of those years that you did use it, that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, I used it once every 3 months.
Okay, once every 3 months. So 4 times a year times about 5 years. Okay, got it. Now, on to questions about yourself. This is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Thank you. And what is your current marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And first name, I'm going to spell it one more time to make sure. Christine, K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Correct.
Okay. And last name is Tucker, T-U-C-K-E-R. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your middle name, if you have one?
Marie.
Okay. And spell that out for me, please.
Oh, damn. I normally don't spell my middle name.
Oh, that's okay. Do you want me to just leave it at M?
Huh?
Is it okay if I just leave it as an M?
Yeah, just leave it as an M.
That's okay. I'll leave it like that. Okay. And do you have a suffix for your name?
A what?
A suffix.
Don't put anything down.
That's okay. I'll leave that empty. And what is your social?
444904456.
Okay. 444-904-456.
Yes.
Okay. Now, onto your primary contact information. What's the best email that we can reach you at?
MissBuggy1 at yahoo.com, spelled MissBuggyOne @yahoo.com.
@yahoo.com. Got it. So MissBuggy1 at yahoo.com. And your primary phone number is 918-933-9382.
Yes.
Okay. And is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. How do you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Phone calls.
Got it. And what's the best time of day for you?
Sometime after 10. If you
After
try
10.
to reach me, if you try to call me before, between 9 and 10, your call will be instantly put to,
Voicemail.
voicemail, because 9 and 10 is my time between me and God.
Understandable. Okay, I'll mark that down. Okay. All right. And what is your current address?
6710 West 68th Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74131.
74131. Got it. And is this an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
Okay, got that down here. Now, when it comes back to your diagnosis, do you remember what your doctor's name was that originally diagnosed you?
The one that actually diagnosed me was Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Dr. Kenny? Okay.
I can't really pronounce his last name that well.
Can you spell it by any chance?
Hold on, let me pull his contacts up.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, it's SUSANTO.
FUFANTO?
Yes.
Okay, Fufanto, something like that. I might have butchered the last name. Okay, but I have it spelled correctly.
Yeah, I always butcher his last name too. He's a neurologist.
Okay, a neurologist. Got that down. And what hospital is he located at?
St. John's.
St. John's. And
Uh-huh.
that is in Tulsa County as well?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Give me one second here. Make sure that I have the right address for that. Tulsa County. Is that Ascension, St. John's?
Huh?
Is that Ascension, St. John Medical Center?
Yeah, St. John's Medical Center.
Okay, I have the right one down here then. Is that off Utica Avenue?
I think so.
Okay, very good. I have that down here then. And I do have a phone number for the facility. Should I put that down, or do you have your doctor's phone number?
I have the doctor's phone number in my phone if you want it.
Yeah, I'll take that.
918 748
Okay.
7810.
Got it. Okay, I have that down here. And did you go through any type of treatment after you were diagnosed? You
Chemotherapy.
went through chemotherapy. How many cycles did you go through? It's okay if you don't know.
I don't know how many cycles I went through, but I did it for at least 3 years.
Oh, wow, for 3 years. And how are you doing now?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still seeing Kenny because I have seizures, but I'm doing pretty good.
I'm glad to hear. I see. But you are having seizures. I'm sorry to hear that. Are they random or do you kind of know when they onset?
I kind of know when they're about to happen because my right leg goes numb and starts jumping out of control.
Oh, really? That's terrible. Sorry to hear that. So you are still seeing Kenny Fufanto, Dr. Kenny, I'll just say. Was he who helped the same one who helped you through the chemo? Was he at your side?
Yes.
Okay, got it. I'll mark down his information there. And this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Glad to hear. Give me one second here. Okay. And did your doctor ever prescribe you any type of medication?
I'm on medication for the seizures.
Oh, I see. So you're on seizure medication. Is that helping, by the way?
For the most part, yeah.
Okay. That's good to hear. Got it. And where do you get your medication from? Is it from a Walgreens or from the hospital itself?
Walgreens and sometimes the hospital itself.
I see. Okay. I'll mark that down then. Okay. And when it comes to your own medical records, do you keep all of those or do you leave them with the hospital?
I have a copy and the hospital has a copy.
Okay. And would you be able to email that copy? Not now, but in general.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And my last question for you is if you would like to put down an emergency contact. So this is if we're unable to contact you, we can contact this person regarding your case. It's okay if you don't want to put one down.
It would be my aunt,
Okay.
Karina.
Karina,
Her
you
name
said?
is spelled, yeah, her name is spelled Corrina.
Got it, Karina. Okay, and her last name?
Linnaeus, Lenius.
Got it, Linus. And do you know her phone number?
918-902-7123.
7123. Got it. And you said this is your aunt?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have her email?
It's karinalinius@gmail.com, but she was in a rush and accidentally spelled her last name wrong. And other than LEN, it's LINI.
Oh, I see. LINIUS. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. And does she live with you or without you?
Yeah, she lives with me because I'm not allowed to live alone because of my seizures.
Oh, I see. I see. So she's there for you. Got it.
And I'm here for her because we both were diagnosed with the same thing.
Oh, really? And was she also taking Depo?
Yes.
Wow. Sorry to hear that. So she's going through the exact same thing as you. Did her symptoms differ from yours in any way?
Yeah, they did.
Really? I see. Yeah. It's honestly crazy how Depo-Provera has affected so many different people, especially when those who took it over 2 years. If you were to take it now in 2024, they give you a maximum of 2 years of usage before they make you stop taking it. So those that went over that and weren't told about it, that's why the lawsuit exists. Okay, well, those are all the questions I did have for you at the moment. So I'm going to send you these documents over to your email as well as your text so you have a copy in both. Now, in these documents, these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign them, the attorney will give you a call in the next 24 to 48 hours. When they do, they'll verify your information and submit your claim, okay?
Okay.
Other than that, the documents also include the medical release information. So if you gave us permission, basically, we'd be able to pull the medical records. But since you already have them, you'd be able to email them. So let me know when you have those documents up and put me on speakerphone so you can sign them and I'll go over your signatures.
Okay.
And you should have received those from Brandon Sharp.
They just came up.
Okay. And now the signatures that you put down don't have to be absolutely clear, but they do have to be legible.
So when I get done with this, and I talk to my aunt, would my aunt be able to call this number and talk to you as well?
Yes, as long as you know her situation is equivalent to yours, which it sounds like it is, I'll go ahead and send you a text with my information. So feel free to call me anytime today or up until Friday. We don't work on weekends.
Right.
Okay. While you do that, I'll go ahead and send you my information through a text now.
I'm getting an error saying this website cannot be reached. Oh, never mind, it just downloaded.
Okay,
Okay.
it let you through, right?
Oh,
Is everything working smoothly there?
I believe so.
Okay.
I just had to move one of the
Oh, no problem.
cats.
And also regarding your aunt, when you do decide to call, just give me a text to know beforehand as I may be on a call at the time. But if I'm not, I'll give you a call right away.
Okay. Do I log into the room claim network?
When you click on the link, it should bring you straight to the documents, and then you can click continue. And after you get those signatures through and initials, you can click continue, then finish. That should be everything that you're going through. I'm not sure. Are you seeing a message regarding a network? I don't believe that should be there. And feel free to guide me through what you're looking at, by the way, if it's not working through.
Do I click on the document app and download the app and then do it?
No, you shouldn't need an app.
Well, there. You sent me several different blue things to click on, and one of the things is the is something that says download an app, and
okay.
Then one of the others I clicked on it and it. Said to log in. I hit logged in and it asked me to
go ahead and close that, whatever it is that you're on right now. Close it, start from the very top, go to your messages, click on the text that I sent that has my full name on it, Brandon Sharp. When you click
okay.
that, tell me what you see.
Okay. It says to put my email in.
Okay. Go ahead and put your email through. And it should have, it should say, please review and act on these documents. Did you see that?
It says get started and...
So then get started, continue, and do you even see the documents?
Not yet.
Okay. Do you see a continue button? And by the way, if you do have access to a computer, since I sent them to your email as well, it might be easier on a computer if you do have access to one.
I do not have access to a computer.
Okay. Well, you definitely can get it through on your phone. So go ahead and explain to me what you're looking at now.
Explore documents IAM.
I don't believe that is anything that you should be looking at. Is that all you see on your screen?
There's a whole bunch of pictures and other things about documents IAM.
Okay, well, that let me go ahead and resend the documents over. It looks like you somehow got a wrong link or something like that, so I'm going to resend them over. You should get a new text now. Did you get that new text? Did you get the new text I just sent? I resent the forms to you.
Okay, hold on.
And if it's not working again, then just go to your email and use your email's link. That one should be the same thing, but it should work better since it's not through text, if you have the same problem.
The email is what I was using.
Okay. Well, if you're
and
using
I
that.
Believe that I got it. Yes, I've got the documents up.
Okay, very good. Now that you have them up, there should be yellow boxes on the documents, which you can tap and signature and add your signature to. And that would be after you click start to begin. Are you doing all right there? Was it a did it let
Yes.
you put the signatures through? Okay, good.
I'm about to hit finish.
Right, and as soon as you do, that should be submitted. Yes, and I got that all through on my end. So I'm glad you're able to get through that document process. That's pretty much what allows the attorney to give you the call in the next 2 days here. So look out for that call. I'm sending you a text now, and let me know if you receive it. I wrote this out while you were signing those. Did you get the text?
I believe so.
Yeah, should say, hi, Christine. This is Brandon Sharp, and so on. So this is
yeah.
My personal desk line, so feel free to call or text me on this line, the one that I texted you from, and if you
okay.
have any questions at all or anything in the future here. But otherwise, you're all set on our end. Definitely let me know if you'd like to file an intake for your aunt, or whenever that time comes, send me a text, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I wish you the best. I hope everything goes well, and feel free to call me if you have any questions.
All right.
Okay, have a good rest of your day. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
By the way, a lot of people say that me and my aunt sound similar over the phone, so when you talk to her, she might sound a lot like me.
Okay, oh, that's all right.
Just giving you a heads up on that.
Okay, I appreciate your time then. Hopefully everything works out. And feel free to give me that text whenever she's available.
All right.
Okay, I wish you the best. Have a great day. God bless.
God bless you too, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.